So I was thinking about the other day, I was like, you know, working kind of sucks, like overall.
Okay.
You don't want to really get up in the morning and go to work, but you have to do it anyways or something. I don't know. And I was like, well, there's got to be a way to make this better. And then I figured out you got to work towards something. It was like a light bulb moment for me.
Nice.
What? So giving yourself goals was a light bulb moment for you?
Yeah. Well, like in the sense that I can actually use my money to buy something that I want, you know, instead of just hoarding it.
Yeah.
So
like a gremlin.
Yeah. You know, like a.
Yeah. So you're not just
skip
like,
over that part.
You're not just working to make money and then kind of figuring it out as you go. Okay. I want to, I don't know, move out, for example.
That's exactly what
and
I
then
was thinking.
It's like, okay, I have $9,000 in my bank account. All I need is X more dollars and now I can do this, this, and that. And that makes you a lot more motivated to work. I know what you mean.
That's what I was saying. Because normally it's like I spend my money on like trivial things. And I mean like, you know, going out to dinner, which is like, that's not really working towards something because you can work someplace for $100 and go out to dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like that. It's not that eventful. It's not that great. You know, you can go buy food whenever you want.
It's not fulfilling.
It's or like if you wanted to go buy, I don't know, just something really lame at the store, like a new, I mean, I don't know, like a new razor, like just something so basic and trivial. It's just like, that's not a goal. But like, if you said to yourself, you know, I want to buy, I don't know, we'll say furniture, or I want to buy
a new bed, or
yeah,
some small
lamp,
yeah,
just like something that's a big ticket item, a chair, something that you want that's,
yeah,
that's more substantial. It has more weight to it than, mm-hmm, you know, just trivial stuff that you buy everyday life, like gas. Like I'm not working to be able to afford gas. Well, I mean, I am.
Yeah.
I am, literally.
Especially now.
Right.
That's not what gets you out of bed in the morning, though.
No, but like to think that, you know what, I can take $100 out of this paycheck and put it towards, we'll say, a car. Like, yeah, I want to work towards a car. And then it makes you a little bit more motivated to go to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's really going to help me out this week. It's not like this week's going to be any worse than, you know, a week before, but I think,
yeah,
It'll be interesting because I've never really had to do that,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
The last time I had to do something like that was when I was saving for my car, but I haven't really had anything similar since then. So it's been probably a good year since I've had like something I've really tried to save up for.
Yeah, but I was thinking like not moving out for like an apartment, but like moving out for a house. Like if you wanted to put a down payment down.
Yeah.
Because what's a standard down payment now? Was it 20%?
Yeah, it varies.
Very, depending on the cost of the home.
And the loan and all that.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like roughly around that,
yeah,
right? So you could look at something like that if you wanted to move out. That would be a good one too.
Well, these days renting costs just as much as a mortgage.
I'm pretty sure renting's actually worse.
Renting is more than a mortgage. There are some like apartments in the city of Buffalo going right now for $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is a 3,000 square foot home.
That is ridiculous.
You get no equity in your house every time you make that payment. No equity.
Yeah, you have zero equity,
nothing,
zero value in that. You're just paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody complains about how, like, you know, the buyer's market or whatever these days, but like you could just waste all your money in an apartment or you could just buy your own house.
Well, you know, the thing is now is that our generation's probably not going to be able to afford a house the way our parents' generation was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's a good, very good chance that we won't be able to live in the same neighborhoods we grew up in because of the rising cost of homes compared to wages.
The standard of living is going up high.
Right. So
it's high.
I mean, I think a house, like I remember my grandparents, I think they bought their house for under $30,000 in the 60s. Now think about that today. That same house is worth $200,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, and wages went up too, though, but it kind of offset.
But
not
the same way.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't know.
Because you could get a decent car back in like the 60s and 70s for $1,500 to $2,000.
That's like a new car yeah,
on the lot.
Yeah,
my
dad showed me a picture. It was a 1969 Corvette Stingray coupe, brand new, $4,000. Mm-hmm. And today, that's $40,000, so 10 times the amount.
But that $4,000 back then was more affordable than that $40,000 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
So
it's just crazy to think about, man.
Well, it's not even just how much people are making. It's how much everything costs, because like, not, I'm thinking with like wages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. $40,000 is probably pretty similar, but you also have to afford the ridiculous grocery prices and the ridiculous gas prices.
Insurance too. Insurance.
When you put everything together.
Yeah.
You put everything
it all
together.
Adds up. It's not just wages alone. It's everything.
And that's where you end up living above your means is, yeah, you can afford that payment and you can afford that payment and you can afford that payment, but that's where people screw themselves. Yeah, is because they, you know, they don't realize it's like, yeah, I have the credit card payment. I have the mortgage. I have the gas bill. I have the electric bill, the water bill, the car payment. Then you add all that together and then you're paying way over what your monthly income is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's really where, and then that's how you have people that are going to exorbitant amounts of debt because they don't, they're not realizing what they're doing. And then credit cards are an absolute.
Well, credit cards are the devil's advocate.
Evil,
you know, whatever you want to call them.
You know
what the thing is
fake money pretty much.
I thought globalization was supposed to make stuff cheaper and like it did, but somehow we're doing worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would say as a society, as consumers, we benefit from cheaper products made overseas. I feel like we don't though.
No.
Like maybe we have more variety, but we don't have quality.
No.
We don't have quality because the stuff that you buy now is, even the stuff that's made in America now isn't the same as the stuff that was made in America 40 years ago.
Yeah.
No, because there's no competition to be good anymore.
No, I mean like if you look at Craftsman tools, that was like a gold standard. Years ago,
yeah, it was
Sears,
the best.
And now it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a tape measure from Craftsman the other day, not the other day, but a little while ago. I've only been using it for probably like 2-3 weeks at my job. It's junk. Like the thing doesn't want to wind back in. It sticks every 2 seconds.
Really?
That's like, how could you do that? Like, I haven't even used this thing for like 3 weeks. And it's already basically junk.
Yeah. I mean, I bought an Xbox.
And that was made in America.
I bought an Xbox week or two ago and I got it.
Yeah.
Open it up brand spanking new and my A button on my controller sticks. No idea why.
There's no quality control. They just slap the stuff together and say send it and then they don't care. They know you're gonna pay, you know, how much do you think it costs to make that controller? $5? And then they sell it to you for $65.
Pushing it at five.
They don't care. They know we're going to buy it, so they just slap it together and throw it down the line.
It's almost like these goods have become necessities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, I mean, if you think about it, what was once a want is now like a necessity. So they know that even if we put stuff out at such a low quality, it's technically a necessity to people like an iPhone. We can make them as cheap as we want. And guess what? People are still going to buy them. Even if the quality's not there, the iPhone name is there and the new product is there every one or two years, people want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're more than willing to shell out $1,000 for something that's about the size of your hand.
Yeah.
That fits in your pocket.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mobile computer, but the damn thing freezes. You know, it doesn't charge, doesn't work. And it's just like, why'd I pay all this money?
Yeah, I mean,
but then the next one comes out. Ooh, I'm gonna go get that. Yeah,
yeah. Because it's like the excitement of
gratification,
having something new,
instant gratification.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in this country and in the world are like very. That's the thing, instant gratification. They always want just the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that wears off a little bit. You get the new phone. I mean, I got my new phone 2 weeks ago. I had my old phone for 4 years, so I'm like, okay, I want to get a new one.
Yeah,
it was cool for a week, and now I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't have that same.
It's cool for like 1 or 2 days, and then it's like,
but you're used to it.
Gratification wears off.
Right.
A phone's a phone. Like there was a couple reasons why I decided it was time to upgrade, but I had my other phone for like 4 years. It still worked, but there was just a couple other reasons where I was looking to upgrade. But I don't know. Phone's a phone.
I mean, so you have to think about it. Is it better off to buy brand new items or is it better off to buy old items?
I always buy pre-owned. Almost always.
It depends on the thing, I think.
Because I think after a while, it's like you can't buy something too old because if it's too old, it's going to need constant servicing or it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work off the bat. So you're going to have to play around with it and fix it. But at the same time, if you buy something brand new, like a car, we'll say, for example, a car depreciates immediately after you drive it off the lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a car that came off a lease, it's a couple years old, most of that depreciation is gone.
Yeah.
As far as that instant depreciation where it's like, you come back onto the lot the next day, I don't want this car, it's worth $5,000 less.
Mm-hmm.
Not that insane, but that's the idea.
In this market, I wouldn't even doubt it.
It's a constant money ticker.
True. But if you buy a car off a lease, at least most of that depreciation is gone. So I guess in that right, a pre-owned car like that's not bad.
Yeah.
But if you buy a pre-owned car from, you know, I don't know, we'll say 1980, you know, it's 42 years old, then you're pushing it because how many things are going to be wrong with it? You're going to need more servicing on it. Parts are more expensive.
Because they don't make them.
But is it technically a better quality than what's out today?
Most likely, yeah.
Probably, even with the servicing.
Yeah.
So it's something to consider. I don't know. I was thinking about that in my head the other day when I was looking at something. Should I buy older or newer?
Not to mention the servicing will be cheaper because there's almost no electrical components.
In that right, sure. Sure. It's a lot more simpler to service an older car than it is a newer car because of all the computer chips and everything now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why it's taken so long for them to get new vehicles onto the lots because they don't have any because of the chip shortage.
Just think about it. The future mechanic's going to basically need a degree in mechanical engineering or electronic engineering because there's going to be so much in there that they're going to need to know. It's not going to be the same. I mean, who knows? In 10 years, maybe we won't even have to change oil.
Why not?
That'd be kind of weird, but...
I wouldn't doubt it. But I always try and buy everything pre-owned. I don't know. I can't really think of any items besides... I mean, I tried it in my old phone and I got like $700 off this phone or something crazy.
Yeah.
So it only costs like $200 in the end. So it's pretty damn cheap.
Yeah.
But my computer's pre-owned. My car was pre-owned. No, my Xbox was new. That's like the only new thing I've bought in like the last 2 years, probably my Xbox.
I'm trying to think of what, you buy used food, right? Pre-owned food. Celery with a little bite taken out of it.
Dumpster diving.
You go to Ted's, get yourself a burger, make sure someone else takes a bite so they pay for it.
The refurbished.
The depreciation's already exhausted on there, so I can eat that and then resell it.
Yeah. Start a business out of doing that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recycled milk.
Recycled milk.
Refurbished chicken.
Yeah.
It did rot, but we fixed it.
You know, I meant to tell you, Wegman sold me an expired product the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in there on the 19th and bought meatloaf, and I got home, and I realized the date didn't say the 27th. It said the 17th.
Did you return it?
No.
Are you going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today.
Nice.
Later.
Tell him Dino sent you.
I will.
Yeah. Anyway, in this day and age, any pre-owned is just as expensive as new. You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, especially with cars.
Yeah. Supply. It's all supply.
Oh, yeah. It's all supply.
Well, that's true. If we didn't have, the supply chain problems... Obviously, it'd be cheaper.
Yeah.
But,
and we're looking at probably 2 more years until any of this stuff is...
Which is ridiculous.
Back to normal.
I mean, I don't even want to buy a new car right... I don't even want to buy a car right now because I know it's going to tank in value.
Yeah, I mean, I got my car just before... Well, it was still kind of... It was getting pretty bad, but it was before it got really bad.
Yeah.
Like, the car that I've got now is worth $7,000 more than I paid for it like a year ago.
Which is just insane.
Well, yeah, it's completely insane.
Well, maybe I could get a little bit more money for my car right now.
You probably could.
I probably could.
You honestly probably could.
Max, you could probably get a little bit more for your truck right now.
Probably. They offer, things are rusted out piece of crap, but they offered way more than I was expecting. I was expecting like $1,000, $2,000 maybe. Offered over $7,000.
It's pretty insane.
For a 2012 1500 with over 200,000 miles on it.
I don't know who would buy that.
Nobody would buy it. It goes to auction.
Great.
They wouldn't stick it on their lot, but it's they need cars to sell.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't care. When they came back with that number, I'm like, wow, no. Okay.
I guess I'll walk.
Yeah.
I guess I'll walk at this point.
You'll save money on gas.
True. I was thinking about it. If gas prices get too bad, I'm just going to bike everywhere.
No, I was actually, I've been considering... Like, even in the winter, I know it's going to suck, but I will buy an e-bike if I have to.
If the price is that bad.
If it came to that point where it's like $6.50, $7 a gallon, I'm not going
to
pay
that. I mean, I have to drive a half hour to work as is, so I'd probably be stuck doing that for a car.
I don't got to drive far necessarily. It's just I don't want to pay that.
But like if someone said, hey, can you go to Wegmans and be like, yeah, I'll just take my bike. Like I'll go buy a bike lock.
Well, that's exactly it. Like I live close enough to both of my jobs where... I don't necessarily, if I wanted to bike, I probably could.
Yeah. I mean, for you, you definitely could.
Yeah.
Probably take you 25 minutes, but.
If that.
But that's not bad.
To bike to Wegmans or the real estate office, probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes probably.
Good day. 20 on a bad.
Yeah.
Probably.
In the snow, maybe. 20, 25.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, the snow?
Yeah.
You're not going to want to bike in the snow. I may or may not know somebody who may or may not have been late to school. This person's not me. And their father forced them to bike in the middle of January when it was snowing out to school.
Ooh.
Jeez.
This was high school.
Isn't you?
No, this isn't me. They slept in and they're like, I said, I don't know. I must have asked them, like, you want to do something after school? They're like, no. I'm like, oh, why not? They're like, well, I woke up late today. I go, okay, big deal. They're like, I still had to come to school. I'm like, yeah, okay, no big deal. He's like, my dad made me bike to school. And it was like, it was like 10 degrees out that day. I'm like, what? They're like, I got to school, I couldn't even breathe. Like, I had my freaking snow pants on. Like, that's pretty rough.
It's a scene right out of the City of Buffalo.
But not the, see, I would save my car for like the bad days. But like, if it's really not that bad, it's like 20 degrees out, sun shining, I'll take
if it's the sun, if the sun's out, you know, no problem. I'll put on that nice suede jacket I got. Hit the road.
No, yeah, I'll hit the road. It's cool. But if that's only if it gets really outrageous. Like, I really don't want to do that. But if it gets seriously bad, then you got to do what you got
to
do.
It's already bad.
If it gets seriously bad, I'm just going to not go to school anymore. Can't afford driving downtown at that point.
Well, at that point was the trade-off. You're just working to pay for your gas.
Yeah, it's just kind of pointless.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
think about it. Pay like $100 to fill up a car. How does that make sense?
It's ridiculous. When I first got my car, it cost, I think, just over 40, maybe like 42-ish.
That's probably close to what I was paying, maybe 39.
Yeah. And that was like, oh, yeah, wow, $45, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But now, I do. If it was $45, that'd
be... Oh, you'd be happy.
Great, yeah, it'd be a great day.
You'd be happy as a duck, man. I'm paying like $62, $63.
That's about where I'm at now, too.
I'm like, before, this car was great. Now it's like...
Yeah. And I get good fuel economy. Like, my car does not guzzle gas.
But... Be happy you don't own a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, dude. $140 a fill.
That's just... Well, how long does that last, though?
Oh, I'm almost sometimes twice a week I got a fill.
Really?
You're kidding.
That's bad, it's Max.
Pickup trucks are garbage on fuel economy.
$280 a week?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Oh, I got to fill once every 2 weeks, usually.
Just buy a motorcycle.
Considering it.
Drive it in the winter anyway.
Who cares?
Yeah, you'll be the only cool guy out there, literally. Because you'll be cold.
I'll be freezing
You'll
my
be
butt
freezing
off.
To death. Yeah. There was a video on, I think it was Instagram the other day. It was like, I don't know, some crappy car like account. I don't know what it was. And the guy's like, none of my cars work, so I have to take the BMW that's missing all the windows. And it was the middle of a snowstorm. So he's driving down the road. He's got goggles on his face. He's dressed in like a zoot suit or whatever. And he's driving down the road. He's got his, there's just snow blowing in. The back seat's filled like with 10 inches of snow. Oh, get this. The heat doesn't work, so he's got the AC going for some reason.
Making it even colder.
And he's driving. You can barely see him because the snow just keeps blowing around.
It's so funny. Or I'll just buy like a go-kart, slap some license plates on it.
There you go.
Get a quad.
There you go. Not bad ideas.
But no, in all seriousness, I can't wait for the economy to finally return to some sort of normal.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Even halfway back to normal. I was you know what? Now I'm cool with a $3 gallon of gas. That's cool.
That would be fine with me.
That's cool.
Because what is it now? Almost five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $4.85 a gallon.
Yeah. I'll take $3 a gallon. Not a problem. You remember like a few years ago it was like $1.99?
Yeah. Like, that was insane. That was with COVID and with like everything going on with that and supply chain and all that. They couldn't give away oil. Like they were paying people to take it. So that's why gas was so low. But doesn't matter. It was still $1.60 a gallon.
I know.
Like, that's crazy.
That was good. That was good times right there.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And nobody was driving around, so the roads were pretty free and open.
Oh, yeah, they were. That was sweet, too.
Yeah.
You could get anywhere in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Make it all the way to Williamsville.
Yeah. It was nuts.
From like Orchard Park in like 5-10 minutes.
It was
crazy. That is a 35-minute drive.
The amount of traffic that was not on the road during COVID was so nice. I miss it so much.
I remember during COVID, it was like, what would you do though? Like, I'm surprised more people weren't on the road just to get out.
Yeah.
Because think about it, like, you don't have anywhere to go. You're stuck at home. What are you going to do? Well, you may as well go drive around. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Delaware Road.
Delaware, is that the haunted road?
Yeah, it's the haunted road.
I've been there at night, like, probably 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. You ever see anything?
So lame.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
It's completely ridiculous.
It's just a sewer access road or something?
It's a service road for the gas company, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
Yeah, then I don't know if I ever said it, but we ran into a couple guys there the one time.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's like, oh yeah, they used to lynch people here back in the day.
They're telling you the lore of Delaware Road.
Like,
I don't know if this, I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure this road was built in like 2010.
I actually have
so a couple, we were lich people 12 years ago.
I have a story about Delaware. So I go there. I have a buddy that I go ghost hunting with quite often.
Yeah.
And our first ever ghost hunt was at Delaware Road.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe no, it was at the terminal. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we were at Delaware, and it's where you turn on like the right onto Delaware. And you go all the way down, then there's that curve, and then there's that road.
Yeah.
So where that curve is, there's a little gravel pit, and I parked my car there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we're walking up and down the road, and all of a sudden, this black Charger comes down, and it's just like a group of dudes.
Yeah.
A group of thugs, and they just blast like 90 down the road. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that was kind of cool, but I don't know. There's something about it. I was like, I don't trust these guys. Like, I don't trust these people. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we book it back to my car.
Yeah.
We're probably about, like, I don't know, 150, 200 feet out from my car. So we just straight sprint back to my car, get in the car, camp out, you know, shut the door. My windows are tinted and it's dark, so you can't see in my car.
Yeah.
And the Charger comes back down.
Yeah.
And they pull up right next to my car and stop.
Really?
And they all roll down their window. So I don't know what was about to happen. So I roll down my window. I'm like, what's good? Yeah. They're like, oh, they like just started cussing. They just gassed it all the way down back to the road, and they just dipped.
Really?
So I don't know if they were going to carjack me. I don't know if they were just going to like slash my tires. I don't know if they thought I was a cop. I don't know what it was, but
those
guys were about to get out of the car and like do something to my car.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we sprinted back. And then the other time we were there, you know, that little like trail or whatever. There's a trail on Delaware.
I probably do.
There was a group of kids or young adults or somebody.
Yeah.
They were hanging out on that trail, and my friend and I were looking to go on it because we wanted to ghost hunt. So
yeah.
We pull up next to these people, and we're like, yo, are you guys here to ghost hunt? And they looked at me just blankly. And I was like, are you guys ghost hunting?
Yeah.
And they just looked at me. And I'm like, you know, when you like hunt for ghost, like, are you guys doing that? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. We're out of here. I don't know what this is about.
Somebody took a psychedelic mushroom trip.
Yeah, they did not.
Too many tabs there, Chief.
Yeah, that's my Delaware Road story. I don't think I've got anything else from there.
Like I said, it was just that one guy, and he's like, yeah, you guys should download a spirit box on your phone. He's like, I've seen the hellhound down here twice. I go, really? He's like, yeah, I see it one more time, I'm goner. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I'm like, how much did you smoke before you came here?
Not on Delaware, bro. There's no hellhounds on Delaware.
There's nothing on Delaware.
Nothing happens on Delaware. It's just a quiet, like, not even a country road. It's just a quiet.
One time,
like,
I saw an apparition there, though.
Apparition?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Like, there was a silhouette following me.
Is it your shadow?
No. It looked like there was like a silhouette following me the one time, but it was like a very faint blue outline of a person following me. No one else saw it. I was like, so maybe it is haunted. Didn't bother me, and I thought, you know, maybe I'm just making this up in my head. And I just kind of forgot about it.
Oh, nice.
So maybe there is something there.
I don't know. There's this. I don't know if you've heard it, but there's this story on Delaware where like a truck will try and run you off the road.
A red
or something.
Truck, red pickup truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's parked at the bar down the street, so.
Well, that solves that. I mean, I've never seen
Ford.
It.
Yeah, it's parked down the street.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but that's the story everybody likes to tell, so.
Or there's Indians in the trees. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all sorts
of... The whole place is an Indian burial ground.
Which it's not.
It's a gas company access road.
No, there's so many things about that, but...
That you can see like lanterns of a house.
Yeah, there's a guy with a lantern or something. Yeah. All right, then. Well, I guess we could wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Nice.
All right, see you.
Covered some bases.